Blog Talk Radio.
Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford on the Business Forum Show, and we're going to have some conversation about the importance of having a coach in your business and what some of the major challenges are that business owners face that are uncoached. And we have visited many times, Dave, on the show about ideal clients and unique selling proposition. How many business owners do we visit with that when you ask them who their ideal client is, they say everybody?
Oh, well, they see. They either say, well, the answer when you talk about ideal client USP, it'll be 75% of the people we talk to will say either like everybody or good quality and good service is my USP. I'm different than everybody else because I have better quality and better service.
And we have never heard good quality or better service from anybody, correct?
Yeah, it's
It's interesting to me that people are spewing out terminology and making statements that everybody is making, and apparently they missed what the U stands for in USP,
right.
And that's unique.
Well, for starters, I mean, the idea of the expectation is that you have good quality and good service.
Mm-hmm.
So you have crappy quality and crappy service,
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't even have to talk about that because that's the expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you can't even live up to that expectation, time to find a new business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to be something different than good quality and good service. And then you look at everybody's my ideal customer. No, they're not. You look at a hair salon, for instance, where you get your hair cut. You got great clips. You got cost cutters. You got, what's the new one, the new men's one?
Yeah, is it Sport
Clips? Sport Clips. Sport Clips.
Yeah.
You got the high-end salons. You know, holy cow, there's a whole range of salons out there.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because
there's a whole range of customers out there.
Correct. Because some people will pay $10 to get their hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will pay $100 to get their hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
Is the haircut different? Well, yeah. I mean, there's different pieces to it. There's different levels to it. There's different things that you're going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So not every haircut is a haircut?
Apparently not.
Apparently not. So it's just like, you know, if you're a restaurant and you serve food, a hamburger is not a hamburger is not a hamburger. If it is, you need to find a different business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you're a lawyer, you know, and you're trying to differentiate yourself, the law is the law is the law. Well, it's not necessarily, yet the law is the law, but how successful are you at it? How much experience do you have at it? How outside of the box do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because some lawyers think you just, here's the law.
Do you actually show up to a court date and actually know what's
going
on exactly, when you arrive there?
Exactly. You know, and the same thing with CPAs. So, well, filing taxes is filing taxes is filing taxes. No, it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
A CPA is not a CPA is not a CPA. That's absolutely not true. Because
mm-hmm.
some of them are very by the book and you know, well, here you go. You know, I've dealt with it before where, well, you're going to, good news for you, you're only going to pay $6,000 in taxes this year. Because they didn't look outside the box. They didn't think any differently. They just went, doot, doot, doot. They didn't dig in any deeper into it to figure
mm-hmm.
out, because, well, you should be happy paying $6,000 in taxes. Well, I don't want to. You know, a restaurant. You got restaurants that specialize in burgers, that specialize in steaks. You got all kinds of different restaurants out there.
Mm-hmm.
Every business has competition.
Mm-hmm.
Every business has to differentiate itself from the competition. You can look at, you know, tanning salons. You can look at chiropractors. You can look at, you know, golf courses. Any business out there, they have competition. Look at it and go, is everybody going to go there? Just simple. Target, Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people shop at Target?
They're in that discount market, but they have a little different expectation than a Walmart shopper.
Because if it was just about money,
yeah,
they'd shop at Target or Walmart.
That's right.
Yeah, because it's very clear. I don't think many people would dispute it. For the most part, Walmart is the cheapest place to shop.
I think without a doubt you'd have to say that it is.
But people will shop at Target. People will shop at Cub. People will shop at all kinds of different more expensive places. Why? Because there's a different USP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Walmart's USP, lowest prices.
Mm-hmm.
We are the lowest prices. We are the cheapest place to shop. We have everything, and it's cheaper than everybody else. That's
mm-hmm.
their USP. So can anybody else use that same USP? Can Target say, we have everything, and we're cheaper than everybody else?
Well, they could try, but it's not going to work because they aren't.
Right, they're not. They would just be copying Walmart.
Yeah.
So Target has to be come at it from a different viewpoint. And Target starts the, well, we're a little bit more expensive than Walmart, but we have a much better experience. We have a much better selection of products.
It's clearly an upscale
store. It's an upscale store, yeah. Right. It's more about relationships than anything else. You can see what they've got going on in their marketing as to mm-hmm. how they're communicating their unique selling proposition. Mm-hmm. And not everybody is their ideal customer. Walmart doesn't care that Walmart wants Target mm-hmm. because Walmart needs Target so Walmart can differentiate itself from Target.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've got Walgreens and CVS. Why is it that wherever a Walgreens pops up, there's a CVS or vice versa?
Mm-hmm.
Because if people are going there to get their stuff from the pharmacies, right? Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody's going to go to CVS. Some people are going to go to Walgreens, and there's a reason they don't go to CVS. And mm-hmm. there's a reason they go to Walgreens and not CVS.
You know, it's interesting in that USP is so important. You think back to in McDonald's history, they clearly created a USP for themselves
yep.
in fast food.
Yep,
and when you'd go into any crowd of people, say fast food, people go to McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
and so that's what they became known for. And interestingly enough, I was actually reading on this recently, and I hadn't been aware of this before. But McDonald's changed their mantra for a few years, and they tried to turn this around to be food fast instead of fast food.
Right.
So they were creating all these new menu offerings and healthier food and everything else, and. You saw far fewer McDonald's franchises going up.
Yep.
In fact, Burger King started making a nice resurgence in the markets where McDonald's were typically plugging into. And McDonald's eventually had to figure out that their USP was fast food, not food
not
fast.
Not food
and
fast, correct.
And they went back to what they were known for.
Yep.
Well, then their market share continued to increase. Really interesting thing, something similar with Burger King happened. Burger King in the early 90s, when you started seeing them popping up around almost anywhere there was a McDonald's, you didn't have to look far and you could find a Burger King. Well, their whole strategy to making that happen was actually removing 27 menu items.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going, okay, so why would reducing your diversity, why would reducing this down help? Because their USP was all around this Whopper and this great flame broiled burger.
Right, and that was the big thing.
Yeah.
Flame broiled instead of fried.
Yeah, so they were known for that flame broiled burger. And they said, let's get rid of all this other stuff and let's just be known as the Whopper. And Burger King
yep.
started popping up everywhere.
Yep.
That's the value of clearly defining who you are in your market.
Correct.
And it makes you stand out.
Absolutely.
Kevin Hunter with Dave Ford here on the Business Forum Show, chatting about challenges that business owners face. If you're uncoached, we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.